don't wanna be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright, I'm riding on a midnight train, but everybody does it the same. But there's a lot of dirt of reflection. I'm lost, babe, I've got no direction. And I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home.
All right, here we are. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Probably the last show of the year. This is a show on Australian and Canadian independent music broadcast here from CITR Radio. Thanks for tuning in all this year, any regular listeners out there. It's just such a joy to host this show, and I always love to hear from folks. And you can find the blog at ausstrandedradio.com on the internet with contact details there. So I'm going to plow through lots of music today, stuff I've been meaning to catch up on. There's just so much, of course, and this is the end of the year. It seems like the obvious time. And I'm going to play first up an old band called The Falling Joys, who are from Canberra, the city where I'm from. And I tend to think about that place at this time of year, think about family and what it was like to be there. And this band was before my time. But they're really great, a great female-fronted indie band from Canberra, the capital city. And they put out three records, I think, in the space of their life, from the late 80s through to the mid-90s, I think. This one actually was released here in Canada on Network Records. The album is called Wishlist. And I'm going to play for you the three singles from this record, featuring Susie Higgy on vocals, the guitar. Really great band. So let's get into first up is track 5. It's Lock It, one of the singles from this record. This is The Falling Joys from Canberra, Australia, from some time ago.
Yeah. in pictures, takes out the lights so the colors whisper. Jennifer says it's all intuition. Jennifer hates this inquisition. Once in a while I can see us dancing. I feel the same as I did before. You are not graceless, not compromising. You will not ever, ever be ignored. She said, nothing comes from throwing it away.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Okay, we're back here on CITR Radio. My name's Matt and I'm the host of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And here we are again for another week, probably the last show of the year. And I'm playing for you some older music from Canberra. I always think of my hometown at this time of year and think of friends and family. And the Falling Joys were a seminal band from the 80s and 90s from Canberra. They were around from 85 until 95. And then they actually reformed in 2011 for two shows. And I don't know what they're doing currently, if they are progressing on and totally reforming, or if that was just for a special. But anyway, great band, great songwriting from a bygone era. The record I played for you tracks from is called Wishlist. It came out in 1990. And you could have actually bought it on Network Records here in Vancouver if you were astute at the time. So I wonder how many people around the station know of this band. They were good. Falling Joys, featuring Susie Higgy on as the singer. So I'm going to keep on with Canberra and play music from my hometown right now because admittedly it took me quite some time to get to this. I had a pile of CDs that a friend sent me. It's taken me, gosh, maybe even a year to actually finally get to them. I apologize. Pete Hewitt from the band Waterford sent me a package, and I'm going to get through it today. I'll play for you some tracks from some of these great bands from Canberra. First up is Super Best Friends. This is an EP, a five-track EP of theirs, I guess self-titled. Came out in 2012. I'm going to play for you a track called No Logo Is a Joke.
Trust. Tokens in life, they tell about tales like a faded tattoo placed in time. Four walls, bored with that thought, a place of peace, or so they did think. Standing their ground as they watched it burn down. Tokens fade.
This is Basha Bilat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Indeed you are. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And I'm playing music. My friend in Canberra, Pete Hewitt, sent over a whole bunch of CDs about a year ago, and they sat on my to-play pile, and I apologize for being so slow off the mark, but you just get inundated with so much fantastic music all the time. But anyway, no time like the present. I was really impressed, actually, with Super Best Friends. That track, first up, was a really great punky track there with some political commentary. No Logo is a joke. So I thought I'd play a second track from them called Karma Karma. Great band, Super Best Friends. All these bands I'm playing now, I'm not entirely sure if they're based in Canberra, but my friend from Canberra sent me the CDs. They're from Australia. Some of these acts could be elsewhere in Melbourne. Who knows? I just haven't had time to look too much into them. But so first up was Super Best Friends. And then you also heard that was a band called Hoodlum Shouts, and a great, really atmospheric track there called 4,000 Kilometres, which makes me think of road trips in Australia, because many of them can be that far because it's such a big place. So we're on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Let's get into another of these acts that were in my pile of CDs. This gentleman is called Shoaib Ahmed, S-H-O-E-B-A-H-M-A-D, Shoaib Ahmed. And I'm going to play for you a track called Falling Fast. We're on Stranded. It's the 20th of December, close to Christmas.
Thank you. scary.
Playing, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome back. This is CITR Radio, and you're listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Those tracks you just heard there, first up, let's see. So these are all, as I said before, these were all mailed to me by Pete Hewitt in Canberra. He mailed me a selection of great music from Canberra and possibly other cities in Australia that he really thought I should hear, and I'm glad that he did. I finally got to them. You heard there, Shoaib Ahmad. I want to get the name right. Shoaib Ahmad. Shoaib Ahmad, from an album called Watch Illuminate. And after that, you heard something beautiful and ambient from Spartak. Spartak, the album's Verona, and you heard The Waves to the Rails. And finally, I really love that band that I just played. Reminded me of the Go-Betweens, which is always a good thing. Really great acoustic track there. And I'll just get you the name of the band. They're called From the South, and the album's called In the Horizons. So lots of great new music I'm playing for you, although this is all about a year old, admittedly, because this pile of CDs was kind of in my big pile to play, but finally. So that was beautiful. From the South was the band, and the track that you heard was called Subtly Rain. So I'm here on Stranded. Let's get into some Kiwi music now. I wanted to revisit an album from Shihad. I think my brother actually sent me this for Christmas last year. Shihad, of course, are a great, very, very well-known New Zealand rock band. And the album Ignite came out in 2010. And I'll play you the kind of slow-burning first track on this album called The Final Year of the Universe. This is Shihad from the album Ignite.
Oh, Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Lots of great music here in the city of Vancouver, and we'll be getting to Canadian music pretty soon, but I wanted to get through and play some a little bit more Australian music. Actually, there was three tracks from New Zealand. First up was two tracks from Shehad, that great band that's been around for, gosh, at least 20 years. And I played two tracks from their 2010 record, Ignite, the final year of the universe, and then I'm a Void, track three. And after that was another New Zealand band called the Kaipara Jammers with a song called Blue Skies. So now I want to get you listening to here. This is an Australian four-piece punk band called The City Shake-Up, and they have an EP called The Trigger Happy Slander EP. And I think they played the Vans Warped Tour here in North America this year, and did a bit of a US tour. So I'm going to play for you a track from their EP, the song called Silence. The band's called The City Shake-Up, and this is an EP called Trigger Happy Slander.
Faceless institution, crimson tears, helpless assassinating goes on. I've been waiting so long for his own, and I've been waiting here for so long. I've been waiting so long. Steel bombs keep falling. Silence, never. In the name of Sunday, 'cause
ass wiping, corn swabbing, waste of skin. A backstabbing, jaw flapping, foul tempered fist grabbing, money grubbing, grease tub, but you're my kin.
Hey, yeah!
Drinking all my whiskey.
Hey, yeah!
Sleeping in my bed.
Hey, yeah!
You're getting frisky.
Hey, yeah!
With the one I wed. Or a boot licking, flea picking, dog that needs an ass kicking, car cheating, rotten meat and maggot fly. A corn cobbing, booze robbing, lazy lying, slack jobbing, fly buzzing, hey, cousin, say goodbye.
Hey, yeah!
Breaking all the windows.
Hey, yeah!
Cussing everyone.
Go ahead,
you best believe it.
Baby!
Loading the shotgun. Puss-pitted, dull-witted, underwear's all skidded, sour in his dog's been a pain in the ass. A bad-smelling, known felon, rotten, reeking watermelon, mutton chopping, peel popping, trailer trash.
Hey, Jeff!
Gonna string you up some.
Hey, Jeff!
Leave you high and dry.
Hey, Jeff!
Worn out, you're welcome.
Hey, Jeff!
I think you know why.
Hey, Jeff!
Fallin' in the kitchen.
Hey, Jeff!
Drunk as a skunk.
Hey, Jeff!
Burn in your britches.
Hey, Jeff!
Your drunkard's drunk. Drunkard's drunk.
Hey, Jeff.
Your drunkard's drunk.
Hey, Jeff.
You're a drunkard's drunk.
Okay, we're back here on CITR Radio, and we're into the Canadian part of the show. First up was an Australian punk band we heard called The City Shake-Up. We heard a track called Silence from their EP Trigger Happy Slander. And it looks like they toured the US at least this year, and they played with Billy Talent somewhere. Canada's a band called Billy Talent. So, yeah, a bit of touring for that band. And now we're into the Canadian part of the show and local band Swank with an album called Campfire Psalms. Thank you to Phil Addington of Bone Rattle Records for handing me this CD and recommending I play it, and I did, and that was great. That song was called Jeb, and it was called Hey Jeb. And it was actually, I hadn't realized till now, that's actually probably a good kind of Christmassy type song, because it sounded like sort of a tongue-in-cheek song of someone having a go at a family member, perhaps, of being a little bit of a letdown or a bit of a ruffian or a character. And we're all getting, you know, people generally get together with family if they can at Christmas, and all sorts of things can happen. So anyway, that's kind of coincidental there. The band's called Swank, and they're from Vancouver. I'm not sure how active they are. It looks like quite a big ensemble group that, at least in the back here, there's a photo of them playing the Commodore Ballroom in 2007. So I'm not sure if the various members of this band probably are doing a lot of other things right now, I imagine. Okay, so let's get back into the local music now. And let's have a look, see. We actually have tonight, there's this Kingfisher Blues, which is a local record label, having a party. Actually, I'll play you the ad for it first. That'll tell you a little bit about what it is.
On Friday, December 20th, it's the 6th annual Kingfisher Blues Christmas Party, featuring Needles and Pins, Beelines, Tally Ho Ho Ho, Village, Gal Grayson, Sean Mrazek Lives, Zen Mystery Fog, Tim the Mute, and Cool.
Do you remember that Polaroid? 'Cause I think about it every night. It's the only thing left of you, and I gotta get it out of sight.
Plus, you get a free 7-inch record at the door. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR.
So yeah, that's the event that's on tonight for Kingfisher Records if you're in Vancouver. And I found actually just here in the CD, there's a in the station, there's a CD full of all these local bands, and I'm pretty sure this must be associated with this evening, because it's got a whole bunch of local bands, some of them who are playing tonight, and their Christmas songs, including there's one here from Nick Kregovich and Rose Melberg, and I think that is the single, the free or the gift 7-inch single that you can get tonight. I'm pretty sure it is. I'm going to play this song anyway. It's Nick Krikovic and Rose Melberg, and the song is The Coldest Night of the Year. So here it is. On CITR Radio, you're listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show.
Thank you. 1, 2.
Okay, we're back here on CITR Radio, and this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. For about another 10 minutes, then there'll be African Rhythms with David Love Jones. So, all local bands there, and on this compilation I found in the studio called The Eggnog Experience. So, first up was Nick Krigovich and Rose Melberg with Coldest Night of the Year. Then we heard Lightning Dust with Ho Ho Ho, and then Tight Solid with I Hate Christmas. And I was a little bit incorrect. I believe that the Christmas 7-inch that you can get at the gig tonight is actually Rose Melberg and Gregory Webster, so another collaboration of hers. So that is tonight at the Kingfisher Blues Annual Christmas Extravaganza, and it is at the Cobalt here in Vancouver. A whole bunch of bands playing, including Needles and Pins and the Beelines. So let's play those two because I can see them here on this Eggnog Experience compilation. So here we go. Here is Needles and Pins with Armenian Christmas.
Don't you come over for a Armenian Christmas? We're gonna have
blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
Okay, so we're just about out of time here. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And at the end of the set there, you heard Needles and Pins with Armenian Christmas, Beelines, I'm Watching TV on Christmas Day, and Blue Violets with Blue Christmas. And you can catch the Kingfisher Blues Christmas Party tonight at the Cobalt in Vancouver if you're in town. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for everyone who's listened and appreciated the show this year. It's been a real treat. Lots of great interviews we had this year, and you can catch them at the show blog, ostrandedradio.com. I'll probably take the next week off, so I'll see you in the new year. Bye for now. African Rhythms is up next with David Love Jones. Bye-bye.
Class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And good evening. And welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, and indeed we have an all-jazz edition of African Rhythms. We've always played some jazz over the 20 years of the show. Rarely do we do the all-jazz, but tonight we're really going to do it. And we're going to start with insightful comment from Wynton Marsalis and the great Duke Ellington. Stick around.
Duke Ellington invented grooves that still have not been dealt with. Duke Ellington possessed a great in-depth understanding of the blues, and he was able to use the blues idiom sound and deal with much more sophisticated material, but still maintain that American essence which is contained in the blues. Like, his music is so comprehensive that any mood you want, you can find it somewhere on an Ellington album, much like Picasso or Shakespeare or Beethoven. Very few artists like this are created, because in addition to being great and innovative, you have to also be prolific, and you have to maintain a high level of profundity throughout the entirety of a very long career. As a composer, Duke Ellington's work extends well into the thousands. Whether it be extended works or 32-bar tunes, Ellington's genius has been performed by nearly every musician around the world. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.